There's talk of doom and gloom on the financial markets, but here's the sound from a different kind of market in London this evening.
At £8,300,000. Any more? £8,400,000 now. £8,500,000. And selling at £8,500,000. Sold to you, Bruno. Thank you very much indeed.
Artist Damien Hirst is putting more than 200 of his works up for auction at Sotheby's. The total value of the sale could reach as much as $200 million, the world's Laura Lynch reports.
The art world isn't like the rest of the world, especially not today. While newspaper headlines scream job slashing and financial crashing, the art market just zooms along. Tonight, it's Damien Hirst's turn. He's auctioning his trademark pickled animals. The centerpiece is a cow in formaldehyde with horns and hooves encased in real gold. Hirst admits it's odd.
My whole idea in the beginning with those animal pieces in formaldehyde was I used to hate zoos. I liked zoos when I was really young, and then just as you become aware, you get a bit older, you go to zoos, and there's a massive tragedy in there that I didn't like. And then you thought, well,
that's okay. Yeah.
At the offices of the art newspaper in London, art markets editor Melanie Gullo scans the latest stratospheric prices of paintings and sculpture and can't quite believe it.
I mean, ever since the first signs of the credit crunch came last August, we have been expecting the art market to react with the economic markets. And what has happened seems to be the opposite of what we expected. The art market has at least stayed pretty strong. It's perhaps not quite growing as fast, certainly in the contemporary art market, as it used to, but it used to be crazy.
Gullo says most buyers are from non-traditional markets, where wealthy new entrepreneurs have the money to buy what they like.
What is happening in America and in the UK is not happening in the Middle East and Russia and India and China, which are countries that are just beginning to discover the art market, the international art market, and are investing fairly heavily in it.
For Damien Hirst, that means there's another big payday coming. He will make millions from this auction. Not for him, the tales of woe emerging from Wall Street and beyond today.
I've become philosophical about it, and it's like, you know, you kind of realize that, I mean, you know, money, I think you have to respect money. I think that's the most important thing, and you can't get complacent about it. And obviously it's a lot better to have money than it isn't to have money, but I think, you know, the amounts is like, you know everything's worth what the next guy's prepared to pay for it, and it's like getting ripped off's probably more of a fear than selling something for too much money.
But Hirst might want to start being a little bit careful with his cash. Gullos believes even those existing in the rarefied air of high art will be brought down to earth. As for anyone else who might want to get out of the shaky stock market and into art,
I'd say no. I'd say put your money under your mattress. I mean, yes, at the moment, I just think basically there's less money around. People are losing money. It seems to me insane that the values of art could keep going up as much as they have done in recent years.
Still, there's no slowdown yet and no shortage of Damien Hirst pieces ready for any buyer who might have the cash for a bit of artsy flash. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.